You're listening to Faith Radio Mornings, and today we're going to focus on men. Okay, guys, thanks so much for listening today, and I want to welcome back to the airwaves David Murrow, and he has founded Church for Men in 2005 and has written a variety of very compelling books. We've talked before about why men hate going to church, and we want to talk a little bit about that and talk about Father's Day. Good morning, David.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. For those that maybe weren't with us when we talked before, talk, if you would, about that epiphany that you had one time. You're sitting in church, you're listening to the sermon, but your mind is wandering, and it just kind of started this whole chain of events that turned into a ministry.
Yeah, it just kind of dawned on me that my church was targeting a middle-aged woman. Everything about the church, from the way it was decorated to the ministries it offered to, you know, even the words coming out of the pastor's mouth, you know, comfort, gentleness, meekness, sensitivity, you know, it was all, it really wasn't the sorts of things that I see in the Bible, and B, that attract young men. It was really more targeted at women. And so I wrote a book called Why Men Hate Going to Church that's sold over 125,000 copies. It's now in 12 languages. It's being used in seminaries around the world to train pastors, and it spawned a ministry called churchformen.com, and that's what I do, is help churches connect with men and boys.
And what an interesting progression of events that is, too, because you've had a variety of different careers, from a TV producer, obviously an author now, but professional speaker, government spokesperson. Could you have ever imagined that this would have been the next phase of your life, to be working with a men's ministry?
No, I mean, yeah, I never would have predicted it, but, you know, when God says go this direction, that's what you do. And you know, it's been a very interesting process, because, you know, folks, when I go around and speak to churches and different groups around the country, at first they're skeptical. Men hate going to church? Well, I mean, my church is led by a man. Every pastor I've ever had has been a man. And so, because we see a man at the front, you know, standing in the pulpit, we tend to think everything's okay with the guys. But actually, the research shows that the average church in North America draws an adult crowd that's 61% female. So what we've got is a situation where the church is kind of an army of women with a few male generals.
And I have to wonder, then, if the pastor is female, then do the numbers drop even lower for men? Have you kind of, you know, looked at that as well?
That's true. When about 60% of churches with a male head of staff have a gender gap, whereas 80% of churches with a female head of staff have a gender gap. This may also be due to the fact that most of the churches that ordain women tend to be more liberal, and liberal churches attract more women than men. There are some churches, though, that have female pastors that actually do quite well with men. I actually met a woman in Illinois, a female pastor there, who actually has more men than women in her church, and was so fascinated by her story that I actually did a small documentary about it. You can see it at my website, churchformen.com. But what was interesting is she had to be very intentional about reaching men, and she's done a great job there.
Well, and if you could touch on that, the importance of that, too, because if we don't really make an effort to reach guys, what's going to happen to that congregation?
Well, the research is clear. There's a very strong statistical correlation between the participation and involvement of men and the growth in the church. It's been that way since Pentecost. And when men begin to depart from a church, you see an overall decline. Churches that every month in America, something like 400 churches close their doors, and almost every one of them is short on men. You'll see about a 75% women in attendance and participation at the time of their death. So when you lose the men, you lose your church. So not only do we always think that, oh, yes, men need the church. Well, even more importantly, the church needs men. And so that's why I've dedicated my life to doing churchformen.com, is to help more churches reach more men and boys.
Well, we want to take a quick break and then come back, because I think it would be really great to talk about different ways that you could improve maybe and attract men to attend your church. And so I think there's some very important factors that we can talk about here, and also touch on the fact of Father's Day and what that means. So my guest this morning is David Murrow, and we'll be back with more in just a moment on Faith Radio Mornings. This is Faith Radio Mornings, and my guest this morning is David Murrow, and we're talking about why it's so important for men to be in church and what his research has shown about why men hate going to church. That's the title, actually, of one of his books as well. And David, let's talk about Father's Day and talk about how we do a special thing for dads, perhaps, on that day. And yet, if the numbers are so low, we're kind of missing them again, aren't we?
Yeah, a couple of years ago, Lifeway Research came out with a study of church attendance and found that Father's Day was the lowest attended Sunday of the year. And, you know, the reason is because men get to pick on Father's Day what they want to do, and most guys will choose the lake over church. Whereas the big three Sundays of the year, the big three attended days are Christmas Eve, Easter, and Mother's Day. Because when mom gets to pick, she picks church. So when churches say, hey, we want to do a thing for guys on Father's Day, I say, you're wasting your time because the guys aren't going to be there. If you really want to reach guys, do a guy-oriented service on Mother's Day and see what happens. And I've actually worked with a couple of churches. We've created a guy-oriented service on Mother's Day, and they've had a tremendous response from the men. So, you know, if you go fishing, you want to go fishing when the fish are there, and Father's Day is not the day.
And I would think that the women would approve of this, too, because they want their husbands, they want their guys in church.
You know, that's really true. Like 90% of women are really on board with what I'm doing. You know, there are a few women out there maybe who have been hurt by men or have kind of feminist tendencies, and they might say, oh, you know, Dave's trying to, you know, restore an abusive patriarchy to the church. Mm-hmm. That's about as far away as what I'm doing. If you visit my website, churchformen.com, you can see that you know, I'm definitely not against women or anything. I really want to help women be supported by their men. And what I've heard from women, I was speaking to a group of women, and there was a woman who said, you know, there's nothing more attractive to a godly woman than a godly man. When there are men in the church and men worshiping enthusiastically and men serving, there's nothing more exciting to me as a woman than to work alongside men. And nothing more discouraging when I can't get my husband or father or brother or sons to come to church.
Mm-hmm. I worked for Promise Keepers for a few years, and you were a trainer for Promise Keepers as well, and that was always that was the premise there too. We found that over and over again too, that the women were thrilled that their husbands and their sons were going to a place that was going to help them become more godly and to come back home again and to bring that influence back into the home.
It really is a huge blessing to a woman when her husband turns to Christ or when her sons follow Christ. It's something that a lot of women are praying about. I wrote another book called How Women Help Men Find God, which helps women reach all the men in their lives, not just their husbands, but their fathers, their brothers, their coworkers, their bosses. And that book has done very well with women who are, because every woman is praying for at least one man. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wanted to help those women reach those men in their lives.
Well, and we don't want to tell pastors and lay leaders, you know, those officials of the churches what to do, but you do have a great session that's called 10 Ways to Man Up Your Church Without Scaring the Women and Children Away. I love the title. Can you highlight just a few of those for us that maybe would spark some interest in church leaders that are listening without being threatening, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's very easy, the things you can do. You don't really need a spiritual overhaul. There's nothing, the gospel itself is perfectly attractive to men, but we tend to put it into a feminine package. Our messages tend to focus on the softer side of Christ, relationships, love, nurturing. You know, that side is definitely there, but, you know, we tend to underplay his power, his miraculous power. You know, maybe his judgment day, these sorts of things. You know, men tend to be more black and white in their thinking. You know, churches tend to be decorated in soft colors, pastels. They feature quilts and felt banners and communion table with a lace doily and fresh flowers. And
okay, I never really thought about it that much before, but you are so right.
Yeah, you know,
it's amazing.
Men don't gather in those sorts of places. You know, when you think of a man cave or, you know, the local tavern on the corner or whatever, you know, man spaces are decorated differently. So we're sending a message to men that when they come into the church that they're entering into a female space. And, you know, so it's just a lot of subtle things like that. You don't have to do a complete overhaul of the church. You really don't even have to change anything doctrinally. It's just these practical things that send a message to men that they're unwanted and unneeded. Because here's the thing. When a man walks into a church, he's decided within 5 minutes if this is something for him. Mm. So it's those first few minutes, that first impression, that will either cause a man to be uncomfortable the whole time he's visiting or cause him to settle in and listen to the gospel and actually be changed by what he hears.
I appreciate what you said about, like, if you have a prayer need or something, if you're in a smaller group or just even in the church setting, and then everybody is going to lay hands on you, which is scriptural, but yet that can be intimidating to guys, too. What kind of research did you find on that?
Visiting men, you know, some churches are really big about touch, physical touch. There's a lot of hugging going on, hand-holding. Or if a guy has a prayer need, he has to come forward, and then everybody lays hands on him. Well, men associate space with safety. So, you know, I don't have a lot of sympathy for the guy who asked for prayer. You know, he knew what was coming.
Right.
But it's the guy sitting in the pew who looks at that and says, wow, that's really uncomfortable. I don't think I'm ever going to tell anybody what I need in prayer because that's going to happen to me. So there's a very long process that men have to go through to become comfortable with those sorts of things. And if you do them on Sunday morning, a lot of guys will just be put off and say, this isn't for me. I'm out of here.
Talk a little bit, too, about making that church service so, I guess, so relevant, because you're saying guys kind of make that judgment call really quick. What kind of things can we do? Do we have to do shorter segments, kind of like a news magazine format,
does it? I think the megachurches have really led the way in reaching back to men. The average megachurch in America is 50-50. And what they've done, if you go into a megachurch, the space is very gender neutral. It almost looks like a theater.
Mm-hmm.
There's not, you know, the quilts and the flowers and all the things you see in a traditional church. The music is upbeat and contemporary. You know, there's a big battle over the music. The whole kind of love songs to Jesus is fortunately passing away, and we're seeing a lot more music, you know, kind of like the great hymns, battle, blood, focusing on the conflict we have in this world, themes that are more akin to a man's heart. And then, you know, in megachurches, sermons are more practical. It's truth you can use. Most megachurches don't preach any longer than 30 minutes, which is good. Shorter is generally better with men. You know, so I just put all that in my book, Why Men Hate Going to Church, or my DVD, you know, the Why Men Hate Going to Church DVD. I've got all those practical tips in there, the things that the churches can do. And again, none of this is really difficult. It's just a matter of being willing to put men, to ask yourself, take a look at everything in your service and ask yourself, how would a young guy react to this? Make him your target audience, and then men, women, children, everybody else will come along.
I appreciate on your website, too, you have a segment for women, too. For the women that are listening today that maybe just really want their men to come to church and they're just not really able to get them there because of maybe the very same things that you've talked about, how would you encourage them to start making a change that way?
Well, as I said earlier, you know, I wrote that whole book, How Women Help Men Find God, you know, 200 pages of really good advice on how women can pray for their men, support their men. A lot of men have had bad experiences in churches as a child. You know, maybe it wasn't horrific as abuse. Maybe it was just simply being bored out of their minds. And so they still think the church is boring. It's irrelevant. They ask for money too much. You know, men will give you an excuse. But what they're really saying is, I feel unwanted and unneeded in church. Church just doesn't relate to me, and I can't relate to it. And so the key is to find a congregation that can really relate well to men. And fortunately, a lot of churches are doing pioneering work in this area. And, you know, and again, the mega churches are leading the way, but a lot of smaller churches are really beginning to get their act together regarding men and boys, too. It's a lot of trends that I'm seeing today.
Well, and I love your mission, too, on your website, churchformen.com. Our mission is not to call men back to the church. We call the church back to men. And I think that's a great note for us to end our conversation, David. Thank you so much for the work that you're doing, and just really keep up the good work. This is awesome.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
My guest this morning, again, has been David Murrow, and you can find links for his books, How Women Help Men Find God, Why Men Hate Going to Church, and so much more, as well as churchformen.com. All on our website. Simply go to myfaithradio.com.